Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone. From the news desk at the North Pole Flight Command, this is Elf Alpine reporting. While the world counts down the final hours to Santa's launch, there's a group of very busy elves at the North Pole working on a project that rarely gets talked about. Joining us from the offices of Santa Claus is Elf Marjorie Funk, who works in the list department. Marjorie, I know Santa keeps a lot of lists, but you're in charge over a very special list. Can you tell us about it?
My pleasure, Al. We are the Sleigh Name Committee. We compile the list of name suggestions for Santa's sleigh all year long, and tonight is our big night, Al. We're absolutely breathless with excitement and anticipation.
Marjorie, we know that Santa selects a name for the sleigh just before launch every Christmas Eve. It's always a girl's name that he selects. But beyond that, we know nothing of the process that makes this happen. Can you tell us about it?
Oh goodness, it would be a thrill to tell you about it, Al. These names come to us from the North Pole Post Office, which processes all the original name suggestions at their office. They weed out the weird ones before sending what they get to us.
Weird ones? What does that mean? What constitutes a bad name suggestion?
Most names we get, the very vast majority of them, are legitimate suggestions, Al. And we really appreciate them. But of course there's a few pranksters, punks, trolls, and degenerates out there who will suggest inappropriate names. It sadly happens every year. The North Pole Post Office weeds those out for us so we don't have to deal with anything quite too icky.
They're just names, Marjorie. I'm not sure what could be so icky.
Would you name the sleigh Beelzebub? Queen Barfy McBarfy? Fat Sally the hostess with the mostest?
No. So you go through weeding out those terrible names, then what happens?
Well, we rank them, Al. We take every possible spelling into consideration. For example, did you know there's approximately 8 different ways to spell the name Elizabeth? That's the leading name suggestion this year, Elizabeth. But the world would be surprised that the one leading the charge is the one spelled with a Y.
Wow, who knew? Taking all possible spellings into consideration. How many name suggestions will Santa have to choose from this year?
We're sitting now at just over 5,412,613 suggestions. We have about another 15 hours before we whittle the list down to about 2 million to hand over to Santa.
You expect Santa to review 2 million names just before he gets in the sleigh?
Those names are still coming in, Al. What else do you expect us to do?
Okay, folks, there you have it. Evidently, time still remains for you to submit a name suggestion for Santa's sleigh this year, but you better step on it. Just head over to SantaUpdate.com and send it in. The post office and Marjorie's team will take it from there. From the North Pole, this is Elf Alpine reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.